This is
Good Morning Ottawa. This is The Goods with Dahlia Kurtz on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Ready?
We're live.
We clear?
It's showtime!
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl.
Hello, good morning. Happy Saturday morning to you of your long weekend. I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods. And you are going to get to know in, this has become definitely my favorite segment. And I know it's a lot of people's favorite segments because they're asking to be a part of it. Top three. So you're going to get to know one of your city councilors in a way you'll never learn of him anywhere else on our new feature segment, Top Three. The way it works, somebody shares their three favorite songs. It doesn't have to be your favorite song to dance to or your favorite song to listen to. It could be your favorite song that has a memory tied to it or inspiration tied to it, whatever you like. But this shares a lot more than just music. It shares people's stories that they usually keep to themselves. So find out about one of your city councilors in the top three just ahead on The Goods. We also have this question on 580 CFRA's Facebook page right now, and it's about sexual harassment. I have asked if you've ever been sexually harassed at work. If so, did you do anything about it? And this brought up in light of the OC Transpo bus driver who came forward this week with accusations of sexual harassment at her workplace. And I find this happens quite often when you bring up the topic of sexual harassment. Andre on Facebook says, well, it's hard to tell. The definition of sexual harassment is large. And then Carol Ann says to him, if you have to ask yourself, is it okay if I do X, Y, Z? Probably isn't okay, no matter when it is. And that's the thing. Do a lot of people really know what sexual harassment is and they don't acknowledge it? Or have we become so desensitized to it that sexual harassment is part of the culture and it's part of something that's okay? I remember I had a boss one time and it just seemed so matter of fact, and he would do it in front of people so it wouldn't seem like it's a big deal, right? But he would say, hey, Dahlia, get your cute little butt in here. Is that sexual harassment? Because he said it in front of everybody. It wasn't covert. He said it with everybody around. It is sexual harassment. I felt as though I was being sexually harassed. But is that something that I ever came forward and said anything to anyone about other than you and you and you and you and all these people right now? No, because what would have happened from it? But did that behavior and that sort of mindset continue? Yes. And did it make me more and more upset that it happened? Yes. I had a boss that during the whole Harvey Weinstein thing, and this isn't in radio, you don't know who this boss is, so don't worry about it. But I had a boss who said to me one day, if I were Harvey Weinstein, you'd be massaging me right now. To which I replied, without even a moment's hesitation, or punching you in the face. Someone seriously said that. These are things that are going on. Did I ever make any formal complaint? Did I ever lodge anything against him? No. Did he know what he was doing was wrong? I would hope that somebody went to Facebook, who talks about all these horrible things that Harvey Weinstein does, and then to say how wonderful an employer he is, he would know that what he did was wrong. Did he? Not really sure. So you tell me, have you ever been sexually harassed at work? Have you ever done anything about it? I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods. You can continue that conversation on 580 CFRA's Facebook page. You can also tweet me at Dahlia Kurtz. Joining me now, though, to help with your summer lovin', we have our dating diva, Susie. Welcome back to The Goods, my dear.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
We just had some behind the scenes kerfuffles take place.
Toddler meltdowns and
you know what? That's real life. Yes, you know, other people might want to hide that and they wouldn't even bring it up. But I told you, you could bring your son in here if he wants to cry. That's real life.
It is.
And you just gave the world another life. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Another little baby boy. There, 6 weeks ago. Yeah. So it's been quite the adventure.
So I just came back from vacation and you're not getting vacation for 18 years.
No, pretty much. You want to babysit?
I'll just laugh nervously. Yes. You ask me that. Oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. That is one tough job. And you continue to work as well.
Yeah, I do. And that's what fulfills me, makes me happy. I love my kids, but I also love what I do. And you find the balance.
It's interesting because I know we're talking about summer loving and we're talking about, you know, finding that hot stuff in the summertime. You had a special date last night, you vixen.
Oh, yes. We snuck away and went to the pharmacy. That
wow.
was our, yeah, it was so much fun.
So this is what you have to look forward to.
Pretty much.
Are you sure you want to help people fall in love and then potentially have children and then have to go on dates to a pharmacy?
Pretty much, yeah. Actually, it is. It's funny. Once we just sat there in the car and just like waited in the car and listened to music and ate some trail mix. We're like, we won't go in yet. Let's just wait.
I like this. Your expectations go down. It's easier to have a brilliant date.
Oh, it's true. It's so romantic.
Well, when people are looking for summer love, because it does feel like that time, right?
Yeah.
People look for love in the summertime.
That's they do. And it's the weather's nice. You want to get out. You feel good about yourself. You're happy. You feel the sunshine. Well, most of the time here, but
it was shining until you said that.
You just want to have like a life. You just after being, you know, cooped up at home.
What's your busier season when people come to you for dating help?
Actually every beginning of every season is very busy.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm pretty busy right now but I think my busiest time of year is the new year, like right after New Year's. That's pretty much when people feel the loneliness, loneliest, and that's when they...
And this is the time when people feel like they can get out there and go ahead and have
exactly.
fun.
Exactly.
That's when they want to get their summer loving on.
But on the most part, this time of year too, and that's what I tell my clients is... Don't have high expectations in the summer because on the most part, people just want to go out and spend time with people and do stuff. And they're not thinking relationship.
Is it more flings in the summer?
More flings in the summer, more casual relationships, more one-off dates, kind of thing.
See, this is what I don't get because you have the summer flings. And then I know once the weather gets cold, you have cuffing season.
Yes.
And cuffing season is not a fling, but it's like an extended fling because you'll... Cuffing season means, okay, this is going to be your person to keep you warm, really, until Valentine's Day. And then that's over. And then you move on to something else. So it's like you have short fling, you have longer fling season. And then what comes after that? Spring fling.
Spring flings. And then the summer starts again.
Are people looking for real relationships anymore? Or are they looking for these micro relationships?
Depends who you ask, but I think, they are genuinely looking for relationships, but the standards are much higher. So they'll have a lot of flings until they meet that person that wows them and knocks them off their feet. But they're looking for that big kaboom, you know, feeling when they meet someone, which isn't necessarily realistic. So
thank you, Hollywood, for telling us it is.
It is. And I mean, that's, I think, one of the biggest problems now with dating is people have unrealistic expectations. Yes, you should expect great person, someone you have a connection with, someone you're attracted to, you know, there's obviously, but you don't need that, you know, big fireworks, you know, romantic evening, you know, to really fall in love with someone.
Well, we've got tips for your summer loving right from Susie, our single dating diva, and she's going to share those with you next on The Goods. I'm Dahlia. This is 580 CFRA.
You're listening to The Goods with Dahlia Kurtz on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Good morning. I'm Dahlia. Still ahead, you are going to get to know one of your city councilors in a way you would never know him or learn to know him anywhere else. Right now, we have Susie, our single dating diva, with us, and she's giving you some tips for summer love. And this is not a time of year, though, where you should necessarily be thinking you're getting into a big relationship. This might be a fling time, but the fling has such a negative connotation.
It does, but it doesn't have to. You control what happens to you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, manage your expectations and do what is best for you. Remember consent and all that. And you want to have fun, have fun. If you don't, don't. If you want to just meet people who are really, really serious, then do that. So you're in control of your dating life. Don't let other people control it for you.
Well, what are your tips for the best summer dating life then?
Best summer dating life is to actually get out, socialize, do stuff. Because
what? Get off of the apps?
Yes. Get
offline. I am not on the apps, by the way.
Get offline. Go out. Socialize. Be, you know, there's so many things going on. There's music festivals. There's patios. There's backyard barbecues. There's activities. You can go do a sport, like join a sport. There's so many things you can do to meet other people. And that's the best way to meet the right person, is by doing stuff that you enjoy, because guess what? They enjoy it too. And you already have something in common. So go out there. Like, don't stay home on a Friday and Saturday night. Go out, make it a point to do something and like socialize, smile. Someone's interesting, smile, you know, say hi. You know, you can talk about something. If you want to start up a conversation, talk about whatever's going on in your vicinity. If you're at the coffee shop, talk about the coffee or whatever. Or if you're at an event, talk about what's going on at the event. There's so many things you can do in the summer. Like, get out there, especially since we have such a long winter. You know, you want to get out and actually enjoy your life.
You know, what's interesting is when I was just in the Dominican right now, obviously I am a beautiful Canadian passport. And so it's not hard for guys to be interested. But even in Dominican girls, the way that guys approach them there, if they are interested in a girl just based off of appearance, they will go up to that girl. And they will make their interest known, not in a sleazy way. It's just very matter of fact. It's very matter of fact. And it's jarring when you come from a country like Canada, where people are very reserved and very laid back. And guys typically won't approach girls like that. But I was thinking, wow, if guys actually approached a girl with that same sort of confidence and that same sort of, you know, just straightforward, matter-of-fact talk, they would probably get much more dates on both sides.
Oh, 100%. That's what we're missing here in North America. Like, depending on where you go, like some places, I mean, when I was in LA, I got a lot of people who approached me, or it depends where you are, mm-hmm. right?
Ottawa people are very reserved.
Very reserved, very conservative. They hide behind their apps. Mm-hmm. But it's really important.
You're on your app looking for a date while you are out in public, and exactly. You could possibly find a date right there.
If you go out to any patio here in the market on a Friday night, you'll see people sitting there, but they're on Tinder mm-hmm. and looking at who's around. It's like, look around you. There's lots of people, very attractive people. Go and say hi. You know, that's what we're missing. And that's what's wrong with dating, is that people have lost that ability to approach. Most people in the world will do that. Anywhere you go in Europe, they'll approach you if they're interested, mm-hmm. you know? So why not kind of get back into that? You know, you can start slowly. If it makes you nervous, start slowly. And a girl cannot go up to a guy too, you know, and say hi. There's nothing wrong with that. It makes it easier for him too if he's nervous to approach you. So just smile at people and say hi and talk. It doesn't have to be romantic.
I think that's another thing. I'm very guilty of this. I will be sitting down somewhere and I'm just in my zone and I'm thinking about the show or I'm thinking about something with work. And so I don't have a smile on my face, so I don't look approachable because I'm intensely thinking about something. But if you can actually sit and smile, even if no one's around you, you definitely make yourself far more approachable.
Oh, for sure. When you smile, you're more open. Your body language is more open. When your phone is down and you're just looking around, smiling, you know, looking like you're engaged in what you're doing, people want to meet you. It's the energy you put out. You're not putting out a closed energy. You're putting out an open energy.
And it's all about summer loving right now. And our single dating diva, Susie, has come here to help you with these sorts of tips. So you're saying you've got to get out there. It's important. Put the phone down. Put the phone in just away. Get away from the apps. Turn those off. Smile. Try to approach people.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't look for love. Like, stop the online dating and stressing about meeting somebody. Just go out and have fun and enjoy yourself, and you'll see you'll meet the right people.
What's a story of someone who maybe you're working with this happened for?
I had one client in particular who loved, you know, doing activities, and he was online for the longest time. He had a great profile, and he had, you know, he's a nice guy, but he just wasn't meeting the right people, and he enjoyed running. So I said, why don't you join like running room or a run club? And so he did. And he ended up meeting somebody just doing that. They were running in the same group, and they ended up, you know, going for coffee after one day, and it just one thing led to another.
It would have been far more interesting had you said they ran into each other.
Oh, yeah.
And their heads bumped. And then they just saw hearts.
That's Hollywood.
Oh. No, I was just thinking back to when I met Chris Evans.
Yeah.
That's all. Susie, if people want to get in touch with you, if they need your help, how can they find you, my dear?
SingleDatingDiva.com.
How come you're still the single dating diva? You're married with kids now. You've worked wonders for yourself.
I'm the diva of all things single and dating. I'm not single. I'm not dating, but hey, I did it successfully.
She's proof.
I'm proof that I know what I'm talking about. I have my happily ever after, and I want to help other people get theirs.
Well, congratulations on your most recent happily ever after.
Thank you.
I hope that he has a Napoli ever after that gives you some time off this afternoon. Susie, thank you so much for taking your time to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
And still ahead, Counselor Jeff Leeper. You're going to get to know him in a way you won't get to know him anywhere else. That's coming up next on The Goods. I'm Dahlia. This is 580 CFRA.